This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. The scientific community needs to better communicate the value of vaccinations. That's the conclusion from a pair of CU Anschutz pediatricians. They wrote the editorial in a high-profile medical journal about news coverage that claimed pandemic-driven vaccine resistance has risen sharply in the U.S. They say data show by far most U.S. parents continue to choose to have their children vaccinated on the CDC-recommended schedule. One of the authors, Dr. David Higgins from CU's School of Medicine, says hesitancy should be addressed.
But it's also kids that fell behind during the pandemic, and we haven't reduced enough barriers to access to get them all caught up.
The editorial is in the New England Journal of Medicine. Tuesday was a terribly bad day in Congress, CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck was one of three key Republican votes that helped tank articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Tuesday, while Freedom Caucus member Lauren Boebert joined all Colorado Democrats to foil an attempt to pass aid to Israel. It was a blow to House leaders, but they hope to bring up impeachment again as soon as they have all the votes needed to pass. Meanwhile, Senate leaders are not expected to clear a procedural hurdle to start debate on a national security package that includes border security and aid to allies. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A train derailed near Loveland early this morning. Loveland officials say the train didn't tip over, but it was punctured and spilled hundreds of gallons of diesel fuel. The fuel was contained and didn't impact any nearby bodies of water. A man from Florida died while skiing at Breckenridge Ski Resort last week. The 52-year-old was pronounced dead on the mountain. Authorities have not released any more information on the man or what led to his death. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.